The View is filming at Animal Kingdom this week, and I thought the bird shows were full of loud squawking. The two Avatar attractions are going to feature Fastpass Plus, bringing the total number of Fastpass rides at Animal Kingdom to 2. Homecoming Florida Kitchen has changed its name to Homecoming over California. You've read WDW News Today. Now you'll experience WDW News Tonight.
From Orlando, Florida, WDWNT.com, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks News, presents WDW News Tonight. Now, here's your hosts, Tom Corliss, and me, Nicholas Cicero.
Michelle's running late. She'll be here in a few minutes. But anyway, Jason Diffendahl in control booth. Maybe. Somewhere out there.
I'm here.
There you go. Welcome to WDW News Tonight. I'm Tom Corliss. You're not. And
I4 traffic. Or she's playing too much Switch. I think she probably is lost in the game of Zelda.
You were playing too much Switch. I was sitting here getting ready, and you're playing Zelda.
In Zelda.
Yeah.
Can't put it down.
I left mine at home because it's time for work.
You're supposed to say the Switch goes with you everywhere.
Not everywhere. Not to work.
On the road.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, I should do that while I'm driving. That's safe.
Anyway. Probably not.
Big show tonight. Jeopardy's back.
Yes.
Jeopardy was a big hit last time, so we brought it back. Thank you for joining us, as always. We're live, of course, on 105.5 FM here in Orlando as well. AM 660, 1520. Listen.wdwnt.com, YouTube, wherever you're joining us. Thank you, of course, for listening or watching the only show, the only radio show about Walt Disney World and the Disney parks.
And just to let everybody know, we did vet the contestants this time with a questionnaire about general knowledge about Walt Disney World.
Well, not general knowledge from Cranium Command, just actual general knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Little did we know, Tom, we were going to get 2 segments in one.
Yeah. So apparently, if you've ever read the comments on the site, you know those can get pretty psychotic. Tonight we have a new segment. It's called, it's the Wonderful World of Psychotic Jeopardy Answers.
Yes.
Because we did a 10-question questionnaire to figure out who would be best for Jeopardy tonight. We got some pretty amazing answers. So later in the show, we're going to go through those. So... that's to come. But now, Nick, now the news! Brought to you, of course, by TeePublic. According to the official Walt Disney World website, we received a lot of new information on Pandora, the World of Avatar, this week. The height requirement for the Flight of Passage ride will be 44 inches tall. Don't worry, Nick, I'll shove some napkins in your shoes. It'll be fine.
Thank goodness. I was worried about that.
Nick is short.
Is he going to be able to get on the ride?
There's Michelle. Michelle just arrived.
Hi, Michelle.
And then she's gone.
Got to put on her makeup.
There you go. Put on my face.
Wow.
The never-mind. Shut up. Happy International Women's Day. Anyway, I'm going to...
We didn't even think of that. It's a day without women. That's why I wasn't sure. We didn't even know.
Oh, maybe she just wasn't showing
whether
up.
Whether to expect her or not.
That, yeah, maybe. Did we have to wear red or do they wear red? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I didn't wear red. I don't know. The Navi River Journey attraction has no height requirement, Nick. That's good for you. You know what else it doesn't have? A hype requirement. Who's excited, right? Did you see that short video?
Yeah, I did.
That 9-second clip, that was pretty exciting. A stunning look at just one of the scenes in the Navi River Journey. Now, I will say there is a screen in that scene, which has made many Universal fans fire back at Disney fans for the usual mocking of rides that have screens. Disney apparently has even taken notice of this, and they're renaming the attraction because of this. The new name, Race Through Pandora with James Cameron. All the music is done by the Roots. It's going to be really great.
Oh, thank you. That's...
And by Roots, I mean the Roots that are living in the trees on Pandora. Of course, in story. Oh, boy. Someone still needs to explain to Universal fans what all that stuff around the screen in the Avatar ride is. It's called theming. Anyway. Take a quick break from all the Pandora news to talk about Universal Race Through New York. starring Jimmy Fallon open this week, and it's, you know, Nick, I hate to say it, it's a pretty realistic simulator ride.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I felt like I had just sat in the front row of a movie theater where a child is kicking the back of my seat. It's so real.
That's
it's
real.
Unbelievable. Anyway. The attraction was so bad.
How bad was
it? It's so bad that I went to eat at Lombard's after to get the taste out of my mouth.
Oh.
Washed it down with some fishy green ale.
Blech.
You know, Universal fans are sticking up for the Jimmy Fallon attraction, saying it's all about the full experience and that the queue is what really makes it, even though it's queueless. It's supposed to be a ride without a queue. The waiting area, I guess you could say, makes the experience. In response, Disney has added fake props from TV shows and the Dapper Dans to the queue of Stitch's Great Escape. You know, it could have saved the legend of Jack Sparrow at Hollywood Studios. Could have happened. We could still have that fantastic show.
I think it's a bad rap.
Anyway, back to Avatar.
Yay.
Way too much Avatar news this week. We got our first glimpse at concept art for the queue of the Flight of Passage attraction in Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to see that the old test track queue was kept intact.
Oh, it's that good, huh?
Well, it's just like all metal and has like caution stickers.
You can even see the caution stickers, yeah.
Hopefully, imagine if Bill McKim does the pre-show.
Oh my God, I'd die.
Yeah. Oh, there's the art. There you see it. Yeah, it's just kind of a gray room. Yep.
Exciting.
Yep. Thank you.
Let's send them down passage number 7.
Yes. The video also gave us more details on the intricate weaved art from artisans around the world that will inhabit Pandora. That's right, Disney hired weavers from other countries to make believable alien art. Pretty neat. Similarly, Joe Rohde also hired famous colored pipe artist to decorate his next attraction, Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. All those great international artists who paint pipes for a living. Yes.
Gotta do something with them.
Disney also released information on dining in Pandora. At Satuli Canteen, guests will find a Navi blue cheesecake.
Hmm.
You had seven? Yeah, 7 years to come up with desserts, and the most alien thing you figured out was blue food coloring in cheesecake. What's next? You're going to sell bags of just blue M&Ms? Is that going to happen? Like a blue? That's all. That's what they came up with. They had 7 years to figure out the food.
You know, he's saying a blue a lot.
He is.
There may be an opportunity there.
There you go. Go ahead.
I don't get an Avatar joke of the week this week.
There's one coming up, but
see?
You wanted to do it now.
I'll save my best moves for the next
whenever
one.
Whatever Michelle wants. Some of the dishes at Satuli Canteen will be decorated with some sort of edible food balls to make the dishes appear more alien. This is still better than Tony's at the Magic Kingdom where everything is flavored like balls. You know, I'm really not proud of that one.
You shouldn't be.
Really not proud of that.
There are different ways you could
go. You know,
with
like
that.
Sports, like footballs, basketballs. That's what we were going for.
Maybe the balls at Tony's are not edible. I don't know.
Yeah. Not much at Tony's is edible. You know what? Tony's also has blue cheesecake. But that's not on purpose. Anyway. Pongu Pongu Refreshments will offer Lumpia, a crispy pineapple cream cheese spring roll. Sounds good. You can also quench your thirst the Pandoran way at this otherworldly pit stop with specialty drinks such as a bioluminescent frozen cocktail and indigenous beers. Indigenous beers. Beers indigenous to a fake planet.
Yes.
Well, I guess that means they are IPAs, and by IPAs, I of course mean Indigenous Pandoran Ales.
So good.
That needs to be a shirt now.
That does.
IPA Indigenous Pandoran.
I would buy that.
I would totally buy that.
It's going to happen.
Let's make it happen.
We'll get the team on that. In Indigenous Pandoran Ale. In preparation for the opening of Pandora, the bus loop is being expanded at Disney's Animal Kingdom. That or it's a gondola station. We're not really sure. Speaking of gondolas, It seems as though the construction will begin shortly in the rumored gondola station at Pop Century and Art of Animation. It's either a gondola station or more room for people to go think about the horrible meal they're about to have at Everything Pop. It's one of those things. I ate at Everything Pop last week. It was awful. That's
like on purpose? Was there something new?
I went to get pictures of those the point of sale machines.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I got to get dinner, I guess. I've never really eaten here. It was terrible. The ticket office in Liberty Square opened this week. The location next door to the Hall of Presidents is open to help guests with ticketing questions, purchases, and some guest relations type requests. But only TMZ is being let in this week. No. See, that's what I get for making political jokes. No one gets them. We're moving on. All right. The highly anticipated new water ride at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon, Misadventure Falls, will be opening with the park on Sunday, March 12th, 2017, which is still before the opening of Pandora, the world of Avatar.
I've never been to the water parks. You guys want to go?
You coming Sunday? We're going.
Yeah, I'll go.
First day. Group outing. Let's do it.
My pass doesn't include that, though, so I have to pay.
Okay. They have, luckily for you, Disney will happily take your money at a booth outside of the park.
How much is it? Like $60?
I don't know. It depends on your pass, what the upgrade will be. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Not during the show, maybe. the ride is about Captain Mary Oceaneer, who's a seafaring treasure hunter whose haul was caught in a rogue typhoon. Her character is part of the backstory behind the new ride, which includes the Society of Adventurers and Explorers. The sign at the attraction that Disney shared an image of this week showed some Atlantean writing on it. That's right. The imaginary language from the hit film Atlantis, The Lost Empire. You know, we decoded it. Do you know what it said?
No. What did
Try
it say?
Our indigenous beers. Those Atlantean, the Atlantean IPAs are where it's at, man. Oh, boy. These only get better. Robert Osborne, host of the great movie ride at Disney's Hollywood Studios, passed away this week.
Aww.
It's sad. Can this park keep anything at this point? I didn't want to do that joke. And there it is. And there go the viewers off one by one.
No one cares about Robert Osborne.
Oh, stop it. He was wonderful. I watch TCM all the time.
I did like his narration of Spaceship Earth back in the day.
Oh, shut up. You're the worst. You know, I said, there go the viewers. A couple of people did actually turn. I don't know why I'm ever surprised. Maybe you should stop making terrible jokes.
He was the one right before Judi Dench, right?
Please stop.
That's Walter Cronkite.
Wow. I'm impressed.
I love Walter Cronkite.
Who doesn't?
Nick.
Communist. Disney is removing the custom POS touchpoint devices at all retail front desk and food and beverage locations and replacing them with industry standard devices. That's right, no more touching Mickey to Mickey when you pay. So now if you want to do that, you'll just have to go down to OBT. OBT joke of the week.
You don't want to see the dance for that.
The new POS devices still work with Magic Band's other RFID payment methods and also have the chip readers for credit cards, which is now an industry standard. Chip card readers are great. They work just about as well as Magic Band's did when they debuted. Nope. Does the chip reader ever work for anyone? It never worked.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
They work now.
They take a long time.
Stupid.
Worked in Puerto Rico.
And what does that say? Thanks for shooting down my joke. Anyway, we'll move on. Well, if it works in Puerto Rico. Starting March 11th, Rivers of Light and Animal Kingdom, we offer twice a night on Saturdays, Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Because there's no way they could draw against this show on Wednesdays.
You just try it, Rivers of Light.
There'll be no one there. They're all home watching me do terrible jokes. Anyway. On March 11th, an 8:30 p.m. show has been added, and following that, with daylight savings time in effect, there'll be shows at 8:45 and 10, or as 10 p.m. is otherwise known, oh my God, Animal Kingdom's open! Anyway. The Joffrey's Coffee Revive kiosk in Tomorrowland of the Magic Kingdom opened this week. The kiosk is the first for the Magic Kingdom, with Joffrey's operating several kiosks at other theme parks at Walt Disney World. This is their first there, though. Its sign is an homage to the old Tomorrowland attraction marquees of the 70s and 80s. It, too, will be replaced with something with an IP. Was it like a pity laugh over there? There's the sign. Exclusive to the location is Mission to S'mores, an homage to the Mission to Mars attraction. Mission to Mars was open from 1976 until 1972. You know, I'm still waiting on their next drink, the Dream Frap. Delta welcomes you back. No. It beats the extraterrestrial macchiato. Right? Anyway. Revived by Joffrey's Coffee is now open daily, opening with the park. I was the first manned mission to S'mores. I ran their first thing the other day, or yesterday, yeah. And I got a free drink, and Joffrey's took pictures of me. It was very exciting. The La Nuba by Cirque du Soleil show, as we first told you last week, is going to be closing at the end of the year. Final performance will take place on December 31st, 2017, which I think is actually after the opening of Pandora, the world of Avatar.
I wasn't even ready for that one.
All right, it's enough. We've done it three times. Why is La Nuba closing? Well, they need the wires for the gondolas.
Oh, my God. That's good.
Thanks for pointing out. There's finally one that's good, so Michelle has to stop in the middle of the show. Oh, that one's good. That was actually funny. That one was great.
Good job,
yeah, I'm just
Tom.
Here for moral support. You know
Thanks.
That.
Thanks. Where are we? Sales for Copper Creek Villas and Cabins, or as Nick calls them, what, Cooper Creek?
Cooper
Creek Villas and Cabins at Wilderness Lodge, the newest Disney Vacation Club resort, began today. Current Disney Vacation Club members will have the first chance to purchase the interest starting today, with general sales following on April 5th. The resort, which is currently under construction, will have a scheduled opening date of July 17th, which is also after Pandora. That's amazing. Please stop. Once open, I can't even read it now because I'm so used to Nick's stupid version. Cooper Creek Villas and Cabins will be the 14th Disney Vacation Club development and the second at Wilderness Lodge. It offers Disney Vacation Club members and guests a new frontier for magical vacations where the comforts of home and the wonders of the wilderness are deeply rooted in the magic of Disney. Inspired by the legendary mining and railroad history of the Pacific Northwest, members and guests will discover rustically elegant accommodations. Apparently, miners and railroad workers really like White Walls and Brother Bear on DVD. Because that was what was in the artwork. Nope, Michelle's not going to commend me on that one. That one was not good. The new resort will also include 26 luxurious waterfront cabins, sleeping up to 8 and featuring 2 bedrooms. It's large enough to avoid your family for the length of your vacation. After a long day of fun at the nearby theme parks, guests can return to their porch and relax in the built-in hot tub as they fight off the indigenous wildlife and enjoy an indigenous beer.
You're making me really thirsty for beer.
Yeah.
There you go. IPAs. All right, well, that's the news. Who brings us the news, Michelle?
Ooh, I know.
She does.
Don't forget to shop by TeePublic. That's who brings us the news. So don't forget to shop apparel and accessories for Disney fans through WDWNT.com and TeePublic. Just go to WDWNT.com and click the TeePublic ad to shop from hundreds of designs for t-shirts, phone cases, prints, and more, including exclusive WDWNT and WDW News Tonight logo apparel, as well as original creations such as Figaro is a Cat, Seven. Make the movie ride great again, and more. Tonight, use code WDWNT25OFF for 25% off all orders. Make the most of tonight's commercial breaks and shop through our extensive collection. TeePublic, an official partner of WDW News Tonight.
And we're not showing it right now, but there's also a new regular shirt. It's Smilodon Says Have a Nice Day.
Oh, yeah.
Inspired by Animal Kingdom. That one's really great. Jason's showing right now, or he's switching to me, I think, so he can go find that one, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, Jason's going to go look for it. So right now, tonight, if you use that code, WDWNT25OFF, you'll save on all those shirts. But then, I'm going to wait for Jason to pull this one up now. We're wasting time on the show. Jason can't even find. There it is. All right, let's pop that up for people. Because this is a great shirt. This is a sign you'll find in Dinoland. I love this sign, so I asked our artist, will you please do a shirt of this? And there it is. Smilodon says, have a nice day. Very cute. Now we can go back to the other shirt. The other cool thing is we have done another limited release shirt. All this week, we're celebrating 50 years of Pirates of the Caribbean. Fantastic artist Rob Yo, who you could find the link on our story earlier today, to him on Twitter. He does some really fantastic stuff. So I contacted him. I asked him, you want to collaborate on something? He was like, yeah, that'd be great. And I asked him, he said, Pirates 50th is coming up. You want to do something? He's like, yeah, absolutely. And he did this really fantastic design for celebrating 50 years of Pirates of the Caribbean. It's got some really great elements from the attraction in a really cool poster form. Makes a great shirt. They're also selling prints on there, too, I think. But it's really great art. We thank Rob for the artwork. You see a couple people already bought it today, but make sure you go buy it. Jason, we don't have a direct link for that yet, do we? To send
people it's in your post today.
Yeah, so if you go to WWNT.com and click that Pirates 50th post, you'll find the link. We should put that on the /store, no?
Yeah, I'll get that up there.
Yeah, WWNT.com/store, we'll have it eventually. But for now, WWNT.com, click that post and you can find that shirt on TeePublic. That's not part of the sale, unfortunately, but all of our other shirts and everything else in the store, 25% off with WWNT 25 off tonight. So lots more to come. We have Jeopardy. We have crazy answers from Jeopardy coming up. Wonderful World of Psychotic Comments. Who Hates Tom? All this much more. But after we come back, I've heard he's here. Cornak the Magnificent will be joining us in just a few moments. We'll be back with more WW News tonight.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Tony's Town Square Cafe. It's because owner and chef Tony Ragu offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Toledo, Ohio. He is 1/8 Italian. Locally sourced Cast Connection freezer items are combined with prepackaged ingredients imported only from the OBT Winn-Dixie, along with mangled recipes from nearly unreadable Buitoni labels. Whether it's quote-unquote pizza or that soup of the day which just hasn't changed in 14 years, taste for yourself at Tony's Town Square. Just steps away from that hat store that sells pins. Come taste what the guide map is calling Italian food, only at Tony. And maybe at Portobello.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a very special night as we have a great visitor from the Far East. The famous seer, sage, all-knowing, all-seeing, the... well, ladies and gentlemen, Cornak the Magnificent.
We skipped a line.
We did, because I don't know how to say that guy's name.
Fine, it's Bob Chapek. I am also Bob Chapek's favorite IP.
Beer?
No, that's IPA. That's Indigenous Pandoran Ale.
That's what I was confused
about. Of course,
about.
Yes.
Sorry.
But may your terrible attraction be graced with an incredible cue.
Well, thanks.
Yes.
So in my hands, I hold a stack of hermetically sealed envelopes. They have been stored in a pickle jar at the non-Guardians of the Galaxy-themed Tower of Terror since noon today. No one knows the contents.
It's sealed. Pay no attention to the fact that the back flap of that envelope is open. Nope, it's sealed.
It's hermetically sealed.
Yes, correct.
So, there.
Yes.
Anyways, no one knows the contents of these envelopes, but you, in your incredibly divine way, will ascertain the answers without ever before seeing the questions inside these envelopes. Is that correct, sir?
Indeed.
All right. Well, like I said, anyone can plainly see that these envelopes are sealed. So are you ready to divine answers for the questions enclosed?
Yes, let's get this over with. Please hand Cornak the first envelope.
First envelope.
Paddlefish.
Paddlefish.
I have to rip these because they're open. Last time I let Nick give me envelopes.
Yeah, let's just open the flap.
Shh, that's not the way this works. It's Cornak.
How wise.
Legally required to say it is Cornak.
Because you're cornier than Cornak.
Corliss.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, I just got that too.
You know, they don't work if you have to explain them.
Wait, you're Tom?
Nope. There is no relation. Mission to S'mores. Mission to S'mores.
Mission to S'mores.
Please don't blow open easy either. People guests now mistakenly refer to Mission Space as.
Oh.
Going very well, Cornack.
I'll pick you up some new envelopes after the
as
show.
As it always does.
That's my favorite.
I have envelopes. They seal and everything.
I didn't say they sealed.
Yeah, next time I should ask.
Yes.
I didn't think I had to. Hit the microphone. This is a disaster. POS system.
POS system.
What will the internal name for the Tapu Tapu at Universal be?
Oh.
POS does not stand for Indigenous Pandoran Ale in this case.
Tapu.
Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and Jimmy Fallon.
Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and Jimmy Fallon.
In order, name the late night equivalent of Lou Mangiello, Tom Corliss, and the Disney Food Blog. I don't know what that says about Jimmy Fallon or the Disney Food Blog.
I don't know either, but it's great.
Probably not good for either. These are shaking a lot tonight. Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. What will the team making the Tron reboot be known as?
Yikes. We're doing another one?
Poor guys.
Terrible guys in it.
They keep trying.
Q-less.
Q-less.
Q-less. What are Universal fans in relation to how theme parks work? Was that one good, Michelle?
I like that.
They have no idea.
See, Nick, I told you that one was good.
Yeah.
Better than your envelope.
She's the test.
Your envelopes are the Jimmy Fallon of our show.
We have just a few left.
Thank the maker. A few. Pandora. What will be the new booth at this year's Epcot International Food and Wine Festival? Gotta get those IPAs. There's gonna be a flight. Get it? It'll be like a Banshee flight.
A flight of passage.
Ooh.
Like it.
This hat was such a good investment.
It is. You look sharp.
I need to borrow that sometime.
Ooh.
Tonight, Ryder. I don't want to know why. I'll just buy you a separate one. I want it back. This is falling off, by the way. Anyway, I didn't realize that's... No. It's this thing in the front is no longer attached.
Oh.
Tonight, Ryder. Nick is dying. Oh, I ripped the card, all right?
You can handle it, Cornell.
Tonight, Ryder. What do most female guests whisper to Flynn Ryder when they meet him?
Tonight.
They also ask to borrow my hat.
Hey!
The demolition of Streets of America.
Oh, the demolition of Streets of America.
Name something that rips through New York faster than the Jimmy Fallon ride.
And finally, one more mystical envelope.
Ooh, I see we've saved the best for last. Gondola!
Gondola. Excited.
Gondola. What do you call the cash that you bring to Walt Disney World? Gondola.
It's gondola.
Well, like dollar. That one wasn't very good. That's all I've got. That's it. That's all the envelope.
Cornack the Magnificent, ladies
and gentlemen. May your cueless ride have a cue.
We'll be back with the wonderful
with
world
more bad envelopes opening.
Jeopardy answers. You can't blame us for the jokes that are coming up next because you, the listeners, wrote them.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. This look at this. This Cornac guy comes in here. He moves my camera. He leaves all these envelopes that were never actually sealed.
I can't believe he didn't seal the envelopes this time.
I have a feeling someone gave him terrible envelopes. Probably what actually happened. But anyway. In honor of Pirates of the Caribbean's 50th anniversary, I took out the old Pirates Kid Cup.
Nice.
It's very nice.
A lot of stuff happening with WDWNT and Pirates.
Yeah, so Monday, Monday night, we're going to have Back to the Future, the complete history of Pirates of the Caribbean. That's exciting.
Doing
it's another
live,
video.
Right? Live
video.
Live,
yeah. We're going to be in the studio for that? I didn't really talk to you about
that. You didn't talk to me about that. Yeah, let's do it.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. Next, on Monday, because we're News Tonight is off next week. We'll talk about that later. But Back to the Future, live Monday night. And then we're going to be live all day Saturday, all over social media and everything from Disneyland for the actual anniversary. There's going to be a couple articles and fun stuff on the site next week as well. We're celebrating 50 years of Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a pretty big deal, so why not celebrate it, right? And Disney's not really doing anything, so we'll do it then. But tonight, so Jeopardy, we did Jeopardy for the first time back in November. We did a test run, and it did pretty well. And then we decided, okay, we're going to move it to News Tonight. We're going to see how it does. And just other than the contestants not knowing the answers to everything, the feedback was spectacular. We had an unbelievable number of signups. But then when it came time to play the game, the complaint I got from most listeners was, I could have done better than those people. They were not very good.
Yeah.
They didn't know anything. And I tried to be nice, but I think, you know, sometimes when you're under pressure, you're on the air. These are people that are not on the air every week. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not easy in that situation. So the idea we came up with was to play real Jeopardy. They do, it's a really intricate process, mm-hmm. and they do a whole big questionnaire and everything. So we decided at least to help us pick the right people. We wanted to do sort of a mini questionnaire, 10 questions, just to gauge the knowledge level of the Disney knowledge level of the people that were applying. So that's what we did in the application process, which we still had, we had like 80 people this time?
Yeah, we had close to 80 people registered.
Which is huge when you have to fill out a 10-question questionnaire. Thank you to the 80 of you that spent the time on that.
Yeah.
So there are 10 questions, and we should have known based on how psychotic our comment section is.
Ooh.
On a weekly basis, how psychotic our Jeopardy answers would have been. So this week we have a special segment, and this is the wonderful world of Jeopardy answers brought to you by WDWNT the app. So, Nick, you haven't even shared these with me.
No.
I have no idea what people have answered to these questions. You've told me they're amazing. Texted me earlier. You said my side hurts from laughing.
It was very, very good. Our listeners, readers of WDWNT, they never let us down, and they gave us some good stuff here. So let's start off. First of all, there was a few questions where people did just fine. That what year did Disneyland open? Most people got it right. There was one answer of 1966, which could have been a typo. You never know. I don't know, but. Most people got that one right. But let's check out the question. What was the original name of Disney's Hollywood Studios when it opened in 1989?
Oh, I know.
you do? What was it?
It's MGM.
Yeah. And most people, like 99% of the people, got that one correct. However, one person said the original name of Disney's Hollywood Studios when it opened was Hollywood Studios. They've dropped the Disney. Maybe they added the Disney later on. Yeah, added the Disney later on.
Jeez.
In what attraction does the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, appear at Walt Disney World? Now, most people gave variations on Ellen's Energy Adventure, Universe of Energy, all acceptable answers.
All would be, yeah.
Yeah. But one person wrote in, Great Movie Ride.
What?
Great
So they
ride.
Thought Alex
what
Trebek
movie is
was
Alex
Robert
Trebek in?
Robert Osborne.
Well, maybe.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Jeopardy is in some movies, not any movie in the Great Movie Ride.
It's true.
Look at what movie is Jeopardy in.
I'm trying to think. It's definitely like it. It's like the Tonight Show. The Tonight Show has appeared in a brief like segment on a, on the television in a million movies.
Yeah,
so, you know.
This one, I really didn't think there was going to be that many odd answers for this one. How many countries are currently in the World Showcase at Epcot? But again, they did not let us down. Do you know the answer to that, Michelle?
I'm counting in my head.
What are you coming up with?
Right, so there's Mexico.
Oh, God.
Norway.
Do you really have to go around? While Michelle's counting, one person decided to... I love that there was actually a handful of people that wrote it out instead of number form, which was I thought was kind of funny. 11.
Oh.
Yeah. One person wrote in. There was this one person that was very, very literal. They wanted to absolutely make sure we weren't tricking them in any way. So they wrote in 11 countries. Additionally, there was one continental-inspired pavilion called the African Outpost.
Ah.
So they were very, very specific.
That's how I am with test taking.
But then you have a couple of the wacky ones. 17.
What?
We also got a 27, which...
Are they counting all the food and beverage little...
I have no idea what you're counting if you say 27. I mean, that's nowhere near. I'm sorry. Then my favorite answer, 11, but 13 if you count the Outpost and Arendelle.
Jeez.
What?
Arendelle, the fictional country for Frozen.
The royal summer who's... It's in a plot that was meant for another pavilion. They're being a smart ass.
They are. They are. But I think they just wanted to be sure they knew their Disney.
So are these people that
you
did not pick?
We can't say that.
Who is Figment's keeper? Now, I took umbrage to this question a little bit. I think it was phrased a
little
odd.
You asked me, like, what is the answer? And I wanted to murder you.
I know you did.
His maker?
Well, it was asked.
Keeper. Also technically his maker?
Mm-hmm. I think so. But it was phrased a little weird because it is, I know it's current tense, but
no,
I guess it still is.
But
anyway, here's some of the answers we got. Nonetheless, we got some fun answers. We got the Dream Maker. Close. We got Imagination.
Oh, that's true.
See, now, if the question was Maker, I'd give them points for that because he is a figment of the imagination.
Right. We got a bunch of Dr. Nigel Channings.
Yeah, which is incorrect. He pops in out of nowhere and annoys Nigel Channing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Nigel had nothing to do with him.
But we did get some cool answers around that. Dr. Something English.
Dr. Something
English. That's fabulous.
I love the fact that we asked people not to use search engines, and you could tell that some people did not.
I appreciate that.
We got Eric Idle. The actual
which
actor,
is the actor who's Dr. Nigel Channing.
Right. That dude from Monty Python.
I was just going to say, who said the guy from Monty Python? I was waiting for that one.
We also got Professor.
Nope.
We got Finn. You remember in the Star Wars overlay of Imagination?
Was it that Finn?
Well, he wrote F-I-N. Is there another Finn?
I don't know. I think Finn is F-I-N-N anyway.
Oh. Who is Figment's keeper? Captain Hook.
What?
Yep. Or Nemo. Now, I'm not sure if they meant the fish or the captain from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Could go either way on that
or
one.
Or maybe the little boy on the bed from the comic strip.
Maybe.
Little Nemo.
Next question. What is the name of Walt Disney World's highest rated restaurant? And you specifically wrote in there, which is located at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort.
Yep.
Here are some of the answers. The Good One.
What?
The Good One. Be Our Guest. Ohana. But the best answer for the Walt Disney World's highest rated restaurant inside the Grand Floridian, the Kitchen Sink.
No.
Kitchen Sink.
That's a dessert that is
served.
That's
a dessert.
At a completely different
It's a floor wax. No, it's a dessert topping.
Spaceballs the musical.
All right. Now, how about this one? Name the two retired monorail colors. We got the wonderful color of Mark IV, which I believe is in the new Crayola box. Mark
color,
IV.
Yeah. It's next to Burnt Sienna.
We got the answer of purple, pink, or Tronorail. The Tronorail.
Okay, Tronorail, yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? And then we got, come on, do people actually know this?
Yes, they do.
They do. They really
And if
do.
You want to play Jeopardy, why. You best know it.
So, yeah. How about who narrated Spaceship Earth immediately before Judi Dench? And we did get a few Cronkites and
which Cronkite is wrong.
Right, Cronkite is wrong.
He was before the correct answer.
Right, who is?
Jeremy Irons.
Right.
Yeah.
Scar.
Scar, yeah. And many people
and,
did get that right.
Hans Gruber's brother? Forget how they're related.
But we did get a few interesting answers here. We got Anthony Hopkins. I don't know, but it should be James Earl Jones.
Oh, boy.
Jonathan Walsh, who I don't even know who that is.
I don't know.
I Googled Jonathan Walsh, and there is a very highly rated multiplayer online gamer that's Jonathan Walsh. He's pretty famous.
So maybe this guy was Jonathan
ranks.
Walsh,
maybe.
And he was saying that he's...
I don't know. Weird. First, I thought it was the guy from... What's the Most Wanted show? Walsh? Isn't that the guy?
Oh, John Walsh.
John Walsh, yeah. Julie Andrews.
And
then I couldn't believe this from two different people. They both picked two different Star Trek captains. Patrick Stewart and William Shatner were also given those answers.
Shatner would be amazing.
I don't know. Would it?
Journey aboard. Spaceship Earth.
For a brief moment, you have been.
I hope he sings Rocket Man when you get to the top. would be amazing.
And then the final question, what is the home of the little orange bird? Again, somebody being very specific. Magic Kingdom's Adventureland Sunshine Pavilion presented by Dole.
The most correct answer. You can't.
We also got Hollywood Studios. Anaheim Produce on Sunset Boulevard.
In fairness, Anaheim Produce, which has mostly oranges on its sign, sold the orange bird
they
cup.
Did.
It's not correct, but it's understandable.
Animal Kingdom.
Nope.
There's birds there.
Maybe they thought they didn't know what the orange bird was, and they thought it was just
there
a
There are orange
bird.
Birds at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arg, that place next to Tiki Room, whose name is slipping my mind.
Well, it's not next to Tiki Room anymore, but I get it.
Briar Patch. Florida.
Oh, that's not wrong.
I know. What is the home of the little orange bird? Orange bird. I'm probably from the same person who put Hollywood Studios earlier.
No.
And then the final answer here. What is the home of the little orange bird? And this was the same person who asked, come on, do people actually know this? You are so not going to pick me for this game show.
Did we pick them?
No.
Okay. Then you got something right.
Yes, you did.
Oh, we're evil.
So there you go, folks.
Now, in fairness, in the chat can let me know. Were those 10 questions really... we tried to put a few just to gauge if people were really... Because we didn't want to put a bunch of people that got, like, 6 right against people that got 10 right. We thought that's unfair. The idea behind this is to try and pick 3 people at a similar knowledge level so the games are more competitive and enjoyable for everyone involved. But also to pick people above, like... maybe 2 right.
Yeah.
So that the game is actually interesting to listen to. So that's the idea behind doing this.
A fair amount of people got them all right.
Yeah, and that's great.
It was sad that some people that got them all right also filled out some of the other fields, like name and address incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but you kind of need to fill out all the fields correctly.
Yeah.
So.
And just so you know, again, like if we do this again, the idea is not to be the person that gets all 10 right, because that will not get you into the game. Because when it comes time for the game, we're going to try to pair people up based on their knowledge level.
Yeah.
So please keep that in mind.
Yeah, so keep registering next time, even if you thought this was a little difficult and maybe you were one of those people who only got a few right. We'll definitely pair you up. Maybe even like in the 45-hour show, but whatever our lengthy show is later this year, maybe we could even play a couple of rounds. Different skill levels.
I'm sure Michael's very excited that you're saying you want to play several games of Jeopardy.
There you go, Michael.
These do not take... These do not take any amount of time to put together or anything like that, you know.
All right. Michelle, who brought us the Wonderful World of Jeopardy answers?
Well, Nick, WDW News Tonight's Wonderful World of Jeopardy answers is brought to you by WDWNT, the app, the official mobile application of WDW News Tonight. This app brings you all the latest Disney Parks news, podcasts, including WDW News Tonight, streamed right to your mobile device, park hours, videos, as well as the ability to listen and chat live. Live on the go with this very show and many others. Download the app today for iOS, Android, and Amazon devices by searching for WDWNT or visit WDWNT.com for more information. WDWNT, the app, bringing the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news anywhere you want it.
All right, so from those comments to these.
Yay, crazy.
Now time for the Wonderful World of Psychotic Comments, presented by the WDWNT Interglobe Society. Michelle, take it away.
Well, Joffrey's Coffee Revive opens in the Magic Kingdom. Mission to S'mores pays homage to classic ride. There's only one comment that we're using tonight, and it's by Bad Disney Tourist. Okay, guys, we're going to rope drop Joffrey's, run to the Stitch ride, ride the People Mover, use our Small World Fast Pass, and then play it by ear the rest of the day. Good thing we got that lunch reservation at Tony's. We're going to beat all the crowds today.
Yes.
I just assumed that they were
really...
It
sounds like my favorite day ever.
Sounds like they don't need coffee.
Really pepped up on some coffee. That's how I...
Other than eating at Tony's, I think that's what I did on Tuesday.
you got to be the comments, Michelle.
Be the character.
That's how this works.
So Rivers of Light at Disney's Animal Kingdom now to be performed twice a night. Fran says, will anything else then be open in AK from 9 to 10 p.m.? Question mark. Tom Corliss, author, says, attractions until 9:30. Old Clickbait Corliss says, positive? DW Calendar has 9 p.m. as the latest for all attractions after 3:12. Crab Cakeless says, of course I'm positive. The rides close when I say they close. Clickbaitless says, let's focus on hard facts, people. The truth must be heard.
By the way, if you had fast passes that started at, let's say, 8:30... and went till 9, they now end at 9:30. Because you know why? Because the rides are open till 9:30. Thank you. I'm always right.
Nick said, yeah, hi, I love the show. And that's it for the
was
crazy
it you?
Comments so far.
Well, it says Nick L, so maybe in a drunken stupor, I went out and made some comments, I don't know.
Is that the end of it, really?
Yeah, that's all we have.
There wasn't anything super crazy this week.
Aw, people, you're letting me down.
It was tell people who brought them, because since we never get to this ad.
That's true. The Wonderful World of Psychotic Comments is brought to you by WIGS, the WDWNT Inner Globe Society. Support WDWNT and get early and exclusive access to content that you just can't find anywhere else. For more information, go to patreon.com/WDWNT or visit WDWNT. And click the Patreon link. Join the WIGS and help make WDWNT happen through Patreon.
You know, we've done some cool things on there in the last week or so. They not only did people on there get first access to the last podcast, they're the only people right now that are listening to episode 4 of Radio Free Disneyland. So,
oh wow,
there
that's
you go.
Cool.
And we got we're actually going to redo some of the pricing levels and stuff on there to make it more inclusive. I think very soon the $5 level will get you access to all of those post shows we do. So we're going to do two more post shows this month, both after our March Madness shows later this month. So those are going to be on there. And Jason and I have already talked about we're going out to Disneyland next week. So we're going to record some Patreon-exclusive stuff, a couple of Patreon-exclusive shows for there as well. And we got all sorts of other new stuff. We're going to reformat things a bit, but make sure you join. There's really some great stuff there, and you help make WDWNT happen. And, you know, maybe March Madness, our WIGS will get a special added incentive.
Tom, do you think people want to see the three of us splash around at the Typhoon Lagoon on Sunday live?
Well, no, we're not going to turn the camera on us.
We could periscope it.
We'd scare people.
I'll float in the lazy river.
Tom Corliss in a bathing suit is not to be...
That's what I was wondering.
I have a new suit I bought for Puerto Rico, and I didn't get to wear it.
Why not? Was it bad
weather? You didn't go swimming in Puerto Rico?
I wore a bikini most days.
Oh,
this is like
me too.
J- you have a good time in Puerto Rico?
I did.
Nice. All right. So we'll be there. We'll be at Typhoon Lagoon on
not
Sunday.
Not Puerto Rico. I thought you were saying we'll be there.
No, like, no, not
we're not
Puerto
going
Rico.
To Puerto Rico unless you're not telling me something.
No. So we'll be at Typhoon Lagoon on Sunday. Yes. We don't go to the water parks that often, but
it's opening day for Misadventure Falls, man.
Should be a good time.
You're going to go on those?
Yeah.
Do you do like the drops and all the
this rides? Is like a family raft ride.
Well, this is a
But then after that, we got to go do Crush and Gusher.
We will. We have to. Yeah.
Crush and Gusher, giant wave pool, and then Lazy River.
See, that's why I'm going to wear a one piece. Nothing's going to fall out.
Well, now I'm not going, so forget it.
Stay over.
Fall off,
don't worry,
I should
all
say.
The Brazilians will be falling out of their clothes.
That's
anyway.
That's true. Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing.
So I have a because I don't. We made the joke about it. I'm short, whatever. But so 44 inches
breaking
for, 44 inches for a ride. Like what is comparable to that? Like what other rides are? I don't like what is that? Is that like
Barnstormer's 38? Jason, you have kids. Where's Jason?
Is that like a Mission to S'mores?
Most things are 40.
40 is like the 40 is like the baseline.
Barnstormer's Mountain is 44.
That's what I'm thinking. Space.
I thought space.
Rock and Roller Coaster maybe.
No, Rockin's
the highest.
Oh, okay.
Is either 48 or 52 or 54.
I think it's 48,
like
but Rockin is the highest height requirement at Disney.
Yeah. Okay, so this is like second.
Yeah, I think Everest.
It's middle of the road.
Everest, yeah.
Everest is 46. I think Rockin's 48.
Okay.
I believe.
Should know that.
But
just take tissues and stuff them in your
done.
We'll be right back. Hour two, of course, has Jeopardy, the WDWNT edition, what you've all been waiting patiently for. Should be exciting. That and much, much more in hour two. Come back with us, WW News Tonight. And we're back on WDW News Tonight. Thanks for joining us. Of course, we got Jeopardy coming up. That's why you're all here. Big crowd tonight. Thanks for joining us. We're live, of course, on... what is our FM station? I always forget it. Why can't I
105.5
FM. We're also on AM radio at 660 and 1520. Here in Orlando, online on YouTube Live and at listen.wdwnt.com. And, of course, on WDWNT, the app. Thank you for joining us. Next week, we are off, but make sure you join us at 9 o'clock on Monday for that Back to the Future. That's going to be awesome. And then we are back on March 22nd with News Tonight with the return of WDWNT, the March Madness. This year it is a restaurant tournament. We have 64 Walt Disney World sit-down restaurants fighting it out, and you, of course, will have the chance to win lots and lots of prizes as part of that. Also back this year is March Tragic, our tournament of T-shirts that Disney will never make, but we'd be happy to. So, as always, the winner of that tournament will make the shirt. So a lot of fun stuff coming up those last two shows in March. So make sure you join us for those. But before you do that, Michelle, please tell everybody about Magical Travel.
I would love to. WDW News Tonight is brought to you by Magical Travel. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, if you book by March 30th, 2017, for stays most nights April 9th through June 10th, 2017, you can save up to 25% on a Walt Disney World hotel room. For more information on this special offer and many more, visit MagicalTravel.com and book your next Disney trip today.
All right, everybody, when we come back, it's Jeopardy time.
This is Jeopardy, the WDWNT edition, presented by Theme Park Connection. Here are tonight's contestants. From Portland, Maine, Justin LeBlanc. From Londonderry, New Hampshire, Brandon Seven.
Seven? Wait a minute.
From what?
No, go ahead.
Okay. From Jackson, Michigan, Sydney Ratchford. And now, here's the host of Jeopardy, Tom Corliss.
So hold on, hold on, hold on. One of our contestants' last names is Seven.
Seven.
Yeah, Seven. Is this real?
Yeah, well, a lot of people say Seven, but it's really Seven. But y'all can stick with Seven because it works perfect with the show.
Okay. so it's Seven. All right.
It's S-E-V-I-N, so.
Yes, yes.
So it could be pronounced that way, but the correct pronunciation would be Seven.
For this show, I want you to keep it as Seven.
Seven?
So. You realize, Brandon, that you could have gotten all 10 answers wrong.
I know.
Okay.
I got my automatic win card right there.
There you go. Last name. Well, sadly, now this is the skill portion of the game. So we'll see how you do. The way this works, it's just like real Jeopardy. So the contestants have a set amount of time to answer after they buzz in. The buzzing in will be, contestants, make sure you raise your hand clearly on the screen because Nick is going to let me know. Right, Nick? You're going to
yes.
do that? Nick is going to let me know who buzzes in first. Please wait to raise your hands after I have completed the question. Don't do it before. So as soon as I've completed reading the question, then you can raise your hands to buzz in. But otherwise, it's Jeopardy. We have all the same point values. It works the same way. We have we start with a regular round, then we have double Jeopardy, and then final Jeopardy.
I just want to interject, guys. Make sure you throw your hand right up, like in front of your face, like so. It's definitely
just make sure the clearer the better.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and please just wait till the question is read completely.
No shockers.
Oh boy. So anyway, are we ready to play Jeopardy? Then everybody understands the rules, I think.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
So let's go ahead and reveal the categories. Michael, can we pull up the categories, our first round? The categories are, I've been staring at the edge of the water, trying to remember, we know the way, and you're welcome.
Wow.
It's almost like they all have something in common. So, Nick, who signed up first? Who's going to have control of the board to start?
Justin is going to start things off for us.
All right, Justin, go ahead and pick a category and amount. Oh, we can't hear
no
him.
Audio.
Is he muted? Oh, that's not good.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we can't hear Justin.
Make sure you're not on mute.
Yeah,
I see the thing muting and unmuting. It's not good.
his microphone might be on mute or something, not the Hangout itself.
He's shaking his head no.
All right, so next person gets to pick.
Well, no, if he can't answer. Let's take a break.
Want to take a quick break? We'll take a quick break. We'll figure this out. We'll be right back. Let's try this again.
All right, let's say hi to Justin. Hi, Justin.
Hello, sorry about that.
There
I don't
we go.
Have a cool Nick, cool last name or a microphone.
All right, no problem.
But,
we got
but you fit in because of technical problems. It's the most WDWNT thing there is.
Yay!
But anyway, you have control of the board. Let's bring the board back up. Where would you like to start?
Let's try I've been staring for 100.
I've been staring for 100.
Staring.
I've been staring at these double Ds, the batteries in this Tomorrowland attraction.
Justin.
What is Bud Lightyear's Power Ranger? Something?
Oof. I'm going to give it
Judge?
To him.
Judge, all right.
I'm
going
to give it to him. It's Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. The double Ds, of course, a reference to Delta Dream Flight, the attraction Buzz Lightyear replaced. But go ahead.
Let's do for 200.
All right, for 200. I've been staring at the door for Inhuman Resources at this attraction.
Sydney?
What is the Haunted Mansion?
Oh. It's a good guess. But no. Anyone else?
Justin?
What is the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor?
It is the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Nice.
Mansion would make sense.
Right? It's so funny. Good one.
All right, go ahead.
Same category for 300.
300. I've been staring at the office of Dean Finder in this attraction. I think he's Figment's keeper. which would be Journey into Imagination with Figment at Epcot.
That makes sense. Same category for 400.
400. I've been staring. I've been staring at the giant mural by Mary Blair in this resort.
Justin.
What is the Contemporary?
Disney's Contemporary Resort. That's right.
And let's close it up for 500.
I've been staring at the middle of the giant wheel at Mission Space, and I see the logo for this former attraction.
We got Brendan.
What is Horizons?
It is Horizons, and now you've got control of the board.
Let's go with Of the Water for 100.
Of the Water for 100. All of the international pavilions at Epcot are around this body of water.
Sydney.
The World Showcase Lagoon.
That's correct. You have control of the board.
Let's do Of the Water for 200, please.
200. Screens of water show the story of Mickey's imagination at this nighttime spectacular.
Brendan.
What is Fantasmic?
Fantasmic is correct. You have control of the board. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Let's go with Trying to Remember for 100.
Trying to Remember for 100. This opening day, Alice in Wonderland Fantasyland attraction is still spinning at the Magic Kingdom today.
Brendan.
What is the Mad Tea Party?
That's correct. Go ahead.
Let's go with Of the Water for 300.
Of the Water for 300. The Blue Bayou at Disneyland is where you can see the boats for this attraction.
Brendan.
What's Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes, or Caribbean, either way. Acceptable.
Let's go with 400 Of the Water.
Now it's our daily double. What would you like to wager?
Let's go with 300.
$300. Of course, imaginary money, we don't have that at WDWNT. In Hollywood Studios, this dinosaur can be found in the water serving ice cream.
Who is Gertie?
It is Gertie. It's Dinosaur Gertie and her ice cream of extinction. So go ahead, you still have control.
Let's go with We Know the Way for 100.
We Know the Way for 100. Enter Epcot and head straight into this geodesic sphere.
That was Justin.
What is Spaceship Earth?
That's correct.
Of the Water for 500.
Of the Water for 500. This restaurant overlooks the river where the Grand Fiesta Tour boats pass through.
Justin.
La Tienda de Angel?
Nope.
Sydney.
What is the San Angel Inn?
That's correct. You have control of the board.
Who got that wrong?
I did.
Yes, that's right. Whenever you get something wrong, Michael's going to have you announce it.
It was Brandon or Justin?
No.
Justin.
Just
seven. Seven.
No.
Oh. Boy.
Justin.
Let's continue the game.
I'll have Trying to Remember for 200, please.
Trying to Remember. No longer under new management, this attraction was around on opening day.
Justin.
What is the Enchanted Tiki Room?
Enchanted Tiki Room. We also would have accepted the Tropical Serenade. Either is an acceptable answer. Go ahead.
Trying to Remember for 300.
300. The song from this World's Fair attraction now in Fantasyland is still stuck in my head.
Brendan.
What is It's a Small World?
That's correct.
We Know the Way for 200.
Take the monorail from the Transportation and Ticket Center on the Resort Loop and get off at the first stop.
Brendan.
What is the Polynesian?
Yes, Disney's Polynesian Village Resort.
We Know the Way for 300.
Bear left at the Tree of Life, cross the bridge, bear left, and enter the Harambe Theater.
Brendan.
What is Festival of the Lion King?
That's correct.
You're welcome for 100.
These are going to be stories that WWNT has broken. You're welcome. I broke that this resort will undergo major renovations, including a convention center expansion. You're welcome.
Justin.
What is Coronado Springs Resort?
That is correct.
Trying to remember for 400.
Trying to remember for 400. The long lines are still around at this opening day attraction in Fantasyland, but now they have an interactive queue. And no, it's not Jimmy Fallon.
Sydney.
What is Peter Pan's flight?
That's correct.
I will have trying to remember for 500, please.
Trying to remember for 500. Besides the Country Bear Jamboree, this is the only other opening day attraction in Frontierland that is still around today.
Sydney.
What is Splash Mountain?
Anyone else? Waiting for that clock to count down. Correct answer, the Frontierland Shootin' Arcade. And no G, Michael. It's like homecoming. Anyway. Sydney, you still have control of the board.
We know the way for 400, please.
We know the way for 400. Head to the Chinese Theater, turn left, and enter the Hyperion Theater.
That was Brendan by hair.
What is the Frozen Sing-Along?
I'll accept that. Frozen Sing-Along Celebration, otherwise known as For the First Time in Forever.
Let's go with You're Welcome for 200.
All right, You're Welcome for 200. On February 10th, I broke that this new nighttime show would finally soft open later that week. You're welcome.
I believe that was Brendan, but he might be there we go. Yep.
What is Rivers of Light?
Yes, or as the Orlando Sentinel calls it, Rivers of Life. Go ahead.
Let's go with You're Welcome for 300.
Yeah, there was a bunch of articles that said Rivers of Life. Anyway, wow. I gave you a blurry image of a flying banshee from this upcoming Animal Kingdom attraction. You're welcome.
Sydney.
What is Pandora?
We're looking for the specific attraction.
I don't know what the attraction is.
Anyone else? Nope. That would be the Flight of Passage. Flight of Passage.
All right. I'll go with You're Welcome for 400.
On February 3rd, I broke that this Hollywood Studios quick service venue would close the next day. You're welcome.
Brendan.
What is Starring Roles?
Starring Roles Cafe.
Let's go with, let's close that out for 500.
On February 22nd, I broke that this service increased to $19 for the day and $29 for a week. You're welcome.
I think that was Brendan.
What is the Express Bus?
Express Bus Services, right.
You guys were quick on that one.
Let's go with At the Edge for 100.
At the Edge for 100. This restaurant offers a phantasmic dining package while offering something on the border of being called Italian food.
Brendan.
What is Mama Melrose?
Mama Melrose, yes.
At the Edge, 200.
At the edge of Animal Kingdom, is this area only accessible by the Wildlife Express train?
Sydney.
What is Rafiki's watch?
I'll take it. It's Rafiki's Planet Watch. Close enough. Go ahead. You have control of the board.
At the edge for 300, please.
This Magic Kingdom attraction encircles the edge of the park.
Justin.
What is the Walt Disney World Railroad?
That's correct.
At the edge for 400.
This disaster area formerly wreaked havoc at the edge of Hollywood Studios.
Justin.
Catastrophe Canyon.
That's right.
Wow, I forgot about
that. 500.
At the edge for 500. This is the name of the park entrance at the back edge of Epcot.
Brendan.
What is the International Gateway?
That's right. And we know the way for 500. Head right at the hub and board the elevators to this attraction above the People Mover.
Sydney.
What is Astro Orbiter?
That's right. All right. Well, at the conclusion of our first round, Justin has $1,300. Brendan's in the lead with $4,300. And Sydney has $700. So, Michelle, why don't you tell everybody about Theme Park Connection, and then we'll take a break, and we'll be back with Double Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, the WDWNT edition, is brought to you by Theme Park Connection. It helps collectors bring the magic of Disney right into their home. They offer the best selection of traditional and hard-to-find Disney and other entertainment-based items. Whatever treasure you are looking for, you will likely find it in their extensive online store at themeparkconnection.com. Theme Park Connection is your connection to your dream collection.
We'll be right back. Double Jeopardy.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. Now, the return for more of Jeopardy, the WDWNT edition. Here's your host, Tom Corliss.
Thank you, Michelle. All right. Back to our Jeopardy game in progress. Michael, we go ahead and bring up the board for Double Jeopardy at this point. And the categories for Double Jeopardy are Liberty Square, Counter Service, The Great Movie Ride, The Monorail, Italian food, and Let's Just Put the Muppets in It. Those will be things we're putting the Muppets in. You got to guess what attraction or entertainment offering we're putting the Muppets in. Anyway, Sydney, you are in third place. You're going to go ahead and take control of the board to start us off.
Counter service for 200.
Counter service for 200. Oh, bright little star. This is where you can listen to good old Sunny Eclipse.
Sydney.
What is the lunching pad?
Oof. Nope, not the lunching pad.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Justin.
What is it, Tomorrowland Terrace?
No. We've named every other restaurant in Tomorrowland, guys. We out of time? We were looking for, what is Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe?
Of course.
Cosmic Rays. Go ahead, Sydney.
Liberty Square for 200.
Liberty Square. It may not look like it from the front, but this is the largest attraction in Liberty Square.
Sydney.
What is the Haunted Mansion?
That's correct.
Liberty Square for 400, please.
The Rivers of America is where you can find this Liberty Square attraction.
Liberty for 600.
This family-style restaurant in Liberty Square has six rooms, each commemorating a pivotal figure in U.S. history.
Justin.
Brendan.
Brendan, I'm sorry. Yeah,
right. You have his hand up.
Was it Liberty Tavern?
Yeah, Liberty Tree Tavern. We'll take that. Go ahead. You have control of the board.
Let's go with Italian food for 200.
Italian food. If you look in the window of this Magic Kingdom restaurant, you could see Lady and the Tramp.
Justin.
What is Tony's Town Square?
That's right, Tony's Town Square Restaurant.
Liberty Square for 800.
Liberty Square for 800. Good job, Nick. A replica of this... You're lucky I know what I'm doing. A replica of this national monument was created from a mold and placed in Liberty Square.
I missed it.
All right, hands down. Hands down. Justin?
Okay.
Are we all right? Has everybody agreed, Justin?
Get the board back.
The honor system?
Got to have the hands up after the question is finished.
What was that, Michael?
He said to put your hands up after the question's done, not before.
Yeah, no, guys, make sure you got to wait till the question's done. I'm going to read the question again. First person hand up when I say that final word. You're going to get a shot at this. A replica of this national monument was created from a mold and placed in Liberty Square.
Justin.
The Liberty Bell?
That's correct. You could just keep saying Liberty Bell, apparently, and it'll answer all the questions. Go ahead.
Liberty Square for 1,000, please.
Liberty Square for 1,000. Pick up a holiday ornament for your tree at this Liberty Square store.
Sydney.
What is ye old Christmas shop?
It broke up a little bit, but she definitely said ye old Christmas shop. That's correct.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sydney.
Counter service for 400.
Counter service for 400. Find the inspiration for our Figaro is a cat shirt at this counter service restaurant.
Brendan.
What is Village House?
Pinocchio Village House, yep.
Let's go with counter service 600.
grab some katsu curry at the counter service location in Japan at Epcot?
Sydney.
What is Katsura Grill?
Yep, that's right.
Counter service for 800, please.
Props from the Goldbergs are scattered around this counter service eatery. Sydney.
What is ABC Commissary?
That's absolutely right.
Counter service for 1,000, please.
Have some french fries and pulled pork at this Animal Kingdom counter service location with some distinct sauce while it lasts.
Brendan.
It's Brendan.
What is Flame Tree Barbecue?
Yep, that's the whole name. Flame Tree Barbecue.
Period.
Yes, period. You got it. Go ahead, you have control of the board.
Let's go with, let's put the Muppets in it. 200.
Let's put the Muppets in it. Let's have Sam Eagle narrate the new version of this attraction. He already has a nest at the top of the building.
Sydney.
What is Muppets Present Great Times in American History?
That is incorrect. Remember, these are attractions that don't currently have the Muppets that we're putting the Muppets in.
Okay. All right, I know what it is.
Justin. On.
What is the Hall of President?
That's absolutely right.
Let's put the Muppets in it for 400.
Let's have Pepe the Prawn steal the stage and sing in this underwater show at the Theater in the Wild, okay?
Brendan.
What is Finding Nemo the Musical?
That's right.
Let's go with Muppets 600.
Let's have Fozzie tell jokes with Mike Wazowski at this attraction. Let's see whose jokes are worse. Probably mine. Sydney. I think,
what
right?
What is Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor?
Yep, that's absolutely right.
Let's put the Muppets in at 800, please.
Let's have Kermit dress as this action hero like he did in Muppet Babies and the Muppets at Walt Disney World. Nick, you paying attention?
Justin had it.
Justin?
Yeah.
I wasn't
maybe
looking.
Maybe I'm in a lag then?
You were muted or something. I didn't hear you say anything.
I didn't say anything because I didn't see anyone raise their hand.
Oh, okay.
Until Justin.
Justin, go ahead.
What is the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular?
That's fine. It's who is Indiana Jones would have been fine also. I'll take it.
Italian food for 400.
Italian food 400. Have some pizza at this Epcot Italian eatery.
Sydney.
What is Via Napoli?
That's right.
Italian food 600.
This Disney Springs Italian restaurant is named for a type of mushroom.
Brendan.
What is portobello?
That's right.
Let's go with the monorail 200.
Monorail. The first monorail wrap was for this feature film in 2010. It was nicknamed by adding the first two letters of the film. Not sure the question's 100% correct, but we were looking for the Tron rail. It's Tron Legacy.
Let's go with Monorail 400.
The current biggest project for the monorail is adding this functionality. And no, the answer is not that it works. We were looking for automation.
We would have also accepted gondola.
You're just going to hook things on the top, right?
All right, let's go 600 monorail.
Just like this game, this monorail is adding this activity. What are they going to do on the monorails? Trivia. You're in the trivia monorail now.
All right, this is not a good category for us. Let's go with Muppets 1000.
It's going to be our daily double. How much would you like to wager?
Let's go with...
7,300.
I'm sorry?
You have 7,300 total.
Oh, yes. Let's go with... 1,500.
Question. Let's have Gonzo with this character. They now both have the same voice actor, Dave Golds.
Well, who is Yoda?
Nope. We're looking for Figment. Dave Golds is the current voice of Figment. Go ahead. You still have control of the board.
Let's go with the... Let's try the Monorail 800.
The most recent addition to the Mark VI Monorail fleet is this color. That'd make some of them hard. Peach! What is peach?
Italian food 800.
Yeah, we're going to stay away from monorails. On Disney's Boardwalk, this Italian restaurant serves breakfast and dinner.
Sydney.
What is Trattoria Al Forno?
Trattoria Al Forno, yep.
Italian food 1000.
This opening day Epcot restaurant was replaced by Tutto Italia in 2007. Yeah, 7. Oh, come on, you're making Tom sad. What is Alfredo's? Come on, man.
No, I forgot about that place.
Alfredo's. I miss Alfredo's dearly.
Great movie ride 200.
This TCM host who just passed away narrates the ride and pre-show movie. We just said his name in the first hour of the show. Robert Osborne. That's funny. We had that question written before.
We would have also accepted William Shatner.
No, shut up. Shut up.
And Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, and, you know, both the same.
Great movie ride 400.
400. These two characters take over your vehicle depending on where you board.
Brendan.
Who is a cowboy and who is a mobster?
Yeah, I'll accept that. Gangster and cowboy. Mobster's fine.
Let's go with Great Movie Ride 600.
These two Star Wars characters can be found in one of the walls in the Indiana Jones scene.
Sydney.
What is R2-D2 and CP3PO?
Yep, R2-D2 and C-3PO. I think that's what she said. I couldn't hear it, but we'll give you that.
Great Movie Ride 800.
800, that's going to be another daily double. How much would you like to wager? You have 50, is that 5,300? Yeah.
She is $900 away from the lead.
There you go. Did you say 800?
900.
Oh, 900.
Brandon has 6,200. Sydney has 5,300.
Let's do 1,000.
All right, 1,000. No, not 1,100, Michael. There you go. Originally turning and shooting water, this movie's display is now in a constant B mode. There's bubbles there now.
What is our...
You're looking for Footlight Parade. Go ahead, you still have control of the board.
Great Movie Ride for 1,000.
The Wicked Witch of the West was the first of this model of audio animatronics. The A100 was the first one. People thought it was a real actor. And the monorail for 1,000. This is how many monorails have a delta on their colors. I knew we weren't going anywhere with this one.
Just like the monorail.
Coral, teal, and lime. Coral, teal, and lime. All right. So at the end of Double Jeopardy, Brendan still has the lead with, is that at 6,200? Justin has 3,500 and Sydney has 4,300. So let's go ahead and see. Oh, we already have the question. Oh, no, it's not. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Let's go ahead and see the category for Final Jeopardy. And the category is Test Track. Test Track will be the final. I can't imagine what this question could possibly have in it. But Test Track is our category. So go ahead, if you have a pen and paper, if you could, just write down your wagers and keep that in front of you.
All right. So people, for people listening, we have Brendan in the lead at 6,200. Sydney's in second, 4,300, and Justin is in third right now at 3,500.
So if you have that number written down, go ahead and we're not going to put you on camera publicly, but we can see your amount. So just so we could double check, make sure we have recorded what everybody's wagering, you just pop it up on your screen there. make sure the whole number's on the screen for us there, and some of it's cutting off a little bit.
It's backwards, but yeah, it's 300.
Or you could just say it.
We'll watch it later. Okay, numbers are written, so.
Okay.
Numbers are written.
That's fine. All right, so let's go in and show the question for Final Jeopardy. Test 2, 5, and 7.
7?
Yeah, 7. Are tests of this nature in the original Test Track pre-show? You have 30 seconds. Be sure to write down your answer. Maybe on the other side of that sheet of paper. Test 2, 5, and 7.
Nick. 7.
Thank you. 7. Our tests of this nature in the original Test Track pre-show lasted from 1998 until 2012.
I zoned out there. I missed the 7 joke.
Zone out all the time.
It's debatable.
Boom. All right. So let's go ahead and what do we do? Do we show the answer first, or do we ask them first? I always forget.
Show the answer.
All right. So let's show the answer. The answer, of course, is they are environmental tests.
I'm not supposed to say that yet.
Oh, who cares? Environmental tests is what we were looking for. Let's see what everybody said. Let me pull Justin. Them up on camera. Justin, we pull up Justin's camera. Crash test dummies, a.k.a. no idea. You wagered $33.90. A valiant effort, though. A much higher score, I think, than anyone had the first game of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
So nothing to feel sorry about. Everybody who played tonight's going to get something from Theme Park Connection anyway. Sydney, what'd you say?
I said safety.
Safety tests, no. I mean, they all are safety tests, but we're looking for something a little more specific. And finally?
I said weather.
No, we can't take that. I think you won anyway, but we can't take weather tests. Environmental tests is what we were looking for.
Major?
What was his wager?
Mine was 2,000.
2,000. Is that enough to win? Did he win?
We're not taking that answer?
No, weather is incorrect.
Ooh, by 200.
I'm sure he figured that out when he did the math, yes.
Well, it looks like Brendan's
you
there tonight.
You are tonight's Jeopardy champion. You'll be winning a... Yes, 7.
7.
You'll be getting a fabulous prize package from Theme Park Connection. But again, all of you, just for playing, we're going to send you a little something from Theme Park Connection. Thank all you guys so much for being part of the game.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back with the conclusion of this week's WDW News Tonight. Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. We're live on 105.5 FM, AM 660, AM 1520 here in Orlando. Also online at listen.wdwnt.com, on YouTube, and of course on WDWNT, the app. There is a ridiculous conversation happening in the chat right now. People are asking, what were the environmental tests? Someone said hot weather, cold weather, and rain, right? And then someone replied correctly, I think 7. Yeah, 7. Is the corrosion test, which it was, in which they say, did you remember to turn off those robots? And they did not. They get sprayed with horribly hazardous chemicals. And that's what we loved about Old Test Track.
Did we?
Is the exposure to cancerous materials. That's what made the ride. Then someone said, oh, I miss Felicia Rashad. Felicia Rashad was not in Test Track. She's in Dinosaur.
And she still is.
She's still there.
Yeah, she is still there because she wasn't in Test Track to be removed to begin with. She was not Sherry.
Was Sherry? Do we know?
Who was Sherry? I don't know the actress.
Did she
name.
Ever become anything?
Not super famous.
It's a shame.
Obviously,
she was good.
Bill McKim.
She was really good.
Was in Best in Show and many, many, many other great comedy movies. Even some serious roles I've seen him in.
Yeah,
he's good too.
Yeah, I'm blanking on the name.
Is the girl that Gary Sinise talks to in Mission Space? Is
the British
that
girl?
Yeah, is that somebody? I feel like she looks familiar, and I can't place
her. No, but she does say capsule.
She does. But she's not in the.
If you are made uncomfortable by spinning, darkness, puppies, tacos, abominable snow creatures, the letter R, you should not ride. Anyway. It's always fun to look around and watch people.
Are those my categories for next time?
Those would make.
If you can come up with questions for tacos, the letter R, puppies.
The letter R and puppies are. I can do tacos are going to be the harder one.
All right, good. Next week we have another Jeopardy.
By the way, you're welcome. Oh, was the best category. That was so good.
Yeah. That does connect to a joke in a show that has still not been released that we can't talk about yet. So,
I also very much love how the guy with the last name Seven won with a Final Jeopardy question
about
Test Track and Seven.
Yeah, he didn't get it right, but he did win.
He wagered just
the... You glanced over the fact. Like a Patriots Super Bowl victory. Yeah, they cheated, but they won. So, you know... Anyway,
just in all fairness, so people don't gripe about it. I mean, he did do exceptionally well on the questionnaire. So it's
and
not
obvious.
Like,
I mean, he did very well in the game. All three contestants did great. Really, it was a close. It was still anybody's game.
It was very close
at the end. I mean, there was only like maybe six or seven questions in total that I think anyone did not answer correctly.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason Justin ended up with only 100 is he had to go for broke. I mean, he had to...
Yeah, no, I understood that. Yeah. No, it was a great game, everyone, all around. Jeopardy, based on your responses, seems to be our new most popular game. We're going to keep doing them every once in a while.
I like the dating game, too.
Oh, yeah, dating game. Yeah, we still got to see how that turns out. How's that going?
They are definitely talking, and they are they are interested in meeting when Peter gets down here from Long Island.
Cool.
So
right.
They're still talking.
We still haven't gotten to a date yet.
No one's given up on that yet.
Yeah,
and they do fully intend to go on a date when Peter can get down here.
Cool. Yeah. We do dating game every 6 months. I know we're not going to have any games the next two shows because we have March Madness, and that's
going to be amazing.
Own thing.
Yeah, and so, it's already a game because you get what do they get? They get four. In this case, you'll get four restaurants, and those restaurants can earn you points with each victory in each round that they accrue.
Yeah, I'll connect with Jason to remind myself how we did it last year.
I remember something about t-shirts.
Well, there is the t-shirt one, too.
There will. March Tragic is our ripoff of March Magic, in which we have a tournament of 32 ideas for shirts that Disney would never produce.
Right.
But we would. And then the winning shirt gets made.
Okay, that one I remember. What's the other March
Last
Madness?
Year was the hard hats, the Hollywood Studios hard hats.
Well, the other t-shirt. Tournament, last year we did Extinct Attraction, or no, Attraction Characters in general.
Yes.
Was Attraction Character Tournament last year. And we brought in a panel of people,
yes.
And the panel votes, but then the listeners can call in and sway the vote. They get, if they register to play, they get a vote.
Yeah, I know we have a lot of new people joining us since last March. So, yeah, we're going to have registration next week.
There'll be a big post with all the rules and stuff.
Yeah, you'll get four randomly assigned restaurants to you.
Yeah, and the prize packs are pretty big for that.
Time.
So it's a big deal. We get a lot of... good response. It'll go over 2 weeks. A lot of great. The other great thing is it's basically also a discussion segment because we pit an odd number of WDWNT staff members in here, and we all have to argue about which one we like better, and then it's majority rule. So not only is it this really cool tournament, we also get a bit of that classic WDWNT discussion going as well, and then you get to call in and throw the whole thing off balance, which was really fun last year.
So Michelle, next 2 weeks we got to go to lots of restaurants to try them out.
Okay,
get all up on our restaurant knowledge.
Well, after we burn some calories in that big wave pool Sunday.
Oh yes,
we'll go do lunch. There you go.
Aren't you going to a Disney restaurant, or you're not in a couple weeks?
STK.
You are going to STK. Yeah.
Why
do you keep coming back there?
Because
you have good experience there, aren't you?
Yeah.
You guys like
what do you get there?
Steak.
What kind? I know what they serve.
So the first time we split a porterhouse or something where it's got the filet and the New York strip in it.
Yeah.
And then the last time it was Magical Dining. Well, no, I've been there twice, actually. So I've been there three times total already. Yeah, so Magical Dining got, like, whatever the deal was, like a filet or something.
Yeah.
And then last time I went, I think I had a filet with chimichurri sauce. It was really good.
Okay.
You like it.
And I get their, like, broccoli rabe is really good, too.
So
broccoli rabe?
Yeah,
I thought it was Rob. Yeah, Rave. I wasn't going to correct her because I'm horrible.
Rave.
Third.
Not Rave.
No, do you...
I'm blue. Dumb.
Do you enjoy the music?
You're green.
Yeah, I know most of the songs that they play, so I usually just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it was too loud. I'm too old.
When you're in conversation, you don't really notice it unless it's too loud for your conversation.
Maybe you just go with people you really don't want to talk to.
The last time I went, it was a big group, and we were all getting caught up. We haven't seen each other in years.
Okay. I'm just teasing because I don't like to see you.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe you're missing out, Tom.
I've been twice.
I like it.
Wasn't
the thing
bad.
I like
it
the
was
steak
okay.
has a nice. It's the way that it's done. It's got that nice crust on the outside.
So you actually like the steak? Like you would choose? Like if you want a steak, you'd go to STK.
Yeah.
The, wow. Honestly, the bone-in fillet we had when it opened was fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought some of the other steaks were. Eh. It wasn't terrible. I just think there's eight other places at Disney Springs I'd rather eat.
Mm.
Like Paddlefish.
Lots of new restaurants are going to be on this.
Well, I can always negotiate, but this is a birthday dinner after all, so you got to go where the
You got to go for the most expensive.
Oh, God. Well,
is that
I'm paying.
Accurate? I would.
I'm paying.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah. No, then you don't want to.
Nice.
Then you want to go to Blaze. You want to go to Blaze on Pie Day? Is what you want to? It's $3.14 a pie.
Oh, that sounds good. We'll go there for dessert.
It's Tuesday. It's
Tuesday. Yeah, it's a Tuesday. Yeah.
You should then for your birthday. You should request to go to the highest rated restaurant in Grand Floridian,
which is of course the kitchen sink. Oh,
for my
man.
Birthday, I want to go to Italy, so it's a little different.
Like the real Italy,
yes.
Epcot,
not like the Annapolis.
Like Italian.
I feel like the guy in that Funny or Die thing that came out this week. Did you see that?
No.
It's not as funny as it should be. Come on, being a Disney fan, there's plenty of stuff to pick on if you're going to insult Disney fans. It's the guy and his girlfriend. Go out and they got a big settlement in some case or something, and they discuss where they're going to go, and she goes Europe, and he says Disney World, and then like they basically make fun of people who go to Disney World every vacation. But like there's a lot of things you could easily make fun of, and I think there's like one thing that's chuckle worthy, and it's like she wants to go to, she names countries and he keeps going like in Epcot. And like the rest is like no, you're just being mean and not funny. You got to be mean and funny. You can't just be mean.
True.
Yeah. You know?
Then it's not funny. That's just sad.
Yeah. No. And I feel like there's you know, having written, and I use the word comedy very loosely, about Disney fans for the last you know 5 or 6 years. I think you know, there's plenty of good material there. You just need to find it.
No, you yes, and you do
sometimes. When Michelle tells me, that
when Michelle
I have.
Proves it,
yes.
So, which Disney restaurant would you choose for your birthday dinner?
Me?
Yeah,
I want to go to the Mexican Pavilion one.
Well, that's easy. All right, done.
I used to go there all the time for my birthday.
Which one, San Angel?
Yeah.
I don't know, La Cellar.
So you can see the boats go by.
Lestelier. All right, well, remember that time, Nick? We finished everything early, and you were like, how are we going to fill 13 minutes? We did. So that's it. That's the show. Make sure you join us Monday, 9 o'clock, for Back to the Future on Pirates of the Caribbean. We're off next week. We'll be back on the 22nd. Don't forget. And remember, kids, what is bituminous? Good night.